a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here on the Midnight Rider on this Thursday night, the 7th of February, 2008. Glad you're with us for the program tonight. We're talking with William Robertson, Jim Condit Jr. And William, you were going to add comments from the last segment. I'll let you go ahead. We got a short segment here, but launch off into it.
You bet. I would like to say that although I can understand and appreciate the value of what a lot of people are saying about having Dr. Paul run as an independent, if I were in an advisory position, I would recommend strongly that he continues in the Republican campaign to not further diminish what he's got going and to not give them an opportunity to snub him even further and prove him basically redacting his previous comments that he had no intention of running other than a Republican, that he'd been a Republican all along. There's great things that can be yet done to energize the people as long as he's standing on this this Republican platform. And the Republican platform is the key to the switcheroo between Mitt Romney and John McCain. As we mentioned in the previous broadcast, the existing Republican platform is a continuation of the war on terror, and with a Mitt Romney, there would be substantial revision that would need to happen in the first 35 pages of that 92-page document, which is available from the RNC website. But with a John McCain, all you have to do is take out the Bushisms and the Hail Bush and put in Hail McCain, and you've got a duplicate. So there's a lot more to politics now that we're moving into politics than just the stumping and the moving the candidate around and rallies and sign waving and that sort of activity.
Yeah, Pat Buchanan, I think on the Today Show earlier today, said that if John McCain is elected, he will make Cheney look like Gandhi.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty darn scary.
Well, we've got, 19 more states to go, I believe. And so there's still things that can be accomplished. There's still more ground that can cover. We may be able to push more money and more energy into those 19 and bring the numbers up a little bit. I would like to see at least 10 to 17%. The shift away from Romney, a lot of the people that voted for Romney would probably hold their nose before they would vote for John McCain. And this will give us, especially on the Internet and all the blogs and all the various avenues of approach that we have, this will give us an opportunity to expose McCain for what he is and excoriate him in the Internet press and maybe be able to pull down some of those numbers. But I believe and have believed from the very beginning that this, I thought I'm mistaken now, at least I think I am, that this isn't going to be Mitt Romney falling on his sword for a Hillary campaign. But now we have a McCain that is absolutely defeatable in the face of a Hillary and Obama team. And I believe that we're going to go into a period similar to the Roosevelt era where the Republicans aren't going to see light of day for a long time. They'll probably lose not only the White House, but all of the state houses as well.
Back in a minute with more here on RBN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here on the Midnight Rider, talking with William Roberts and Jim Condit Jr. And Jim, you've been looking a lot at this. How pervasive is the vote fraud?
Well, when they need it, I think it's 100%. And that was the thrust of my in key races. I mean, when they need it in key races, I mean, they don't care who gets elected coroner in in Rabbit Hash, Kentucky, or who gets. They might not even care who gets elected County Commissioner in Cincinnati, Ohio, provided all the people are within the parameters of the New World Order thinking. It's only when someone like Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, even Ralph Nader, comes aboard that is going to try to switch things, that they are ready to kick in this computer system they've imposed on us since 1970s if need be. And in that sense, Pat Buchanan turned out to be a stronger candidate than Ron Paul in this sense. I think Ron Paul's appealing to a much, much wider circle of people for those who know about him. But since Buchanan was the first personality ever to be on TV 7 days a week through the 80s and the early 90s. He was on Crossfire 5 nights a week, Capital Gang at a certain time on Saturday night, and then the McLaughlin Group on Sunday. And he was known to a pretty large cross-section of Americans, and since he probably nobody has a better turn of a phrase than him in many ways, he was known. So he did actually, I think, win. He won Alaska. He won Louisiana. He won New Hampshire, and I think he probably won Iowa. Iowa actually came before New Hampshire. Those were the first four primaries in 96. And then the next time we got to one that they couldn't fix was Missouri 28 states later, and he won that. Ron Paul was suffering from not being known. He wasn't on television 7 days a week, and so that is why they were able to do what they did to him. So unfortunately, I believe that we had enough people watching in Iowa from our group, Black Box Voting, and so many other interested people, that had Ron Paul won Iowa, they would have had to let him win, because I don't know if we would need to go into that now, but so I believe that it's not for nothing that we have the ballots being hidden from the people on the in November election. They will be hidden from the people in 49 states, and really 80% of the votes in New Hampshire, only 60% of the towns, but 80% of the votes are hidden from the people on Election Day. That is done by people who want to be able to rig the election if they need to. Now, that's why I asked William early on what his perception was down there, because his perception there is the same as mine here. The media blackout that has been ruthlessly exercised against Ron Paul by the five TV networks, the Clear Channel radio stations, and every big daily newspaper in the country, by now all of which have been bought up by this group that controls our money-issuing power in the Federal Reserve Board, they ruthlessly, not one newspaper put his $6.2 million fundraising day, not only the largest fundraising day on the Internet ever, the largest fundraising day in American history for any presidential candidate, was not put above the fold on the front page of any big city daily in the United States. It was not made the subject of 1 hour of discussion on any talk show on Clear Channel Radio of the big talk stations. Some of them claim they mentioned that. Sean Hannity did not mention it. I don't know if Rush Limbaugh did or not, but that would have just been a mention. And it was not made the main story on the news segment of any of the television networks. So this is ruthless censorship. I remember that day they were even calling McCain the front runner while McCain was broke. And they were saying, like Ron Paul, how did this happen? How did this thing happen? So this was the determining factor. So unfortunately, until we can break people's confidence in the five TV networks and their allies, then that sometimes makes it so they don't even need to think about using the computer vote fraud. But for instance, Mike, when Arlen Specter was running the last time, and he looked like an old wart. I mean, his rise to power though began in the 60s when he came up with the scientifically ridiculous magic bullet theory, on the Kennedy assassination. He was the one that came up with that absurd deception of a theory. And his rise started, so they love him, and he's one of the big neocons. He was losing all night long in his last Senate election, which I think was 4 years ago. I think he was even losing at one point by 100,000 votes. But miraculously, by the time the last computer results came in, he pulled ahead like a horse race, pulled ahead by a nose and won, So I think they use it whenever they need to in key elections, and that's why we must demand it, but they don't need to use it in all elections, because too many people are still getting all their information and trusting these five TV networks, who I believe are the greatest enemy the United States has ever faced.
Yeah, because the main voting block, and I'm going to say that those 40 and up are still getting the bulk of their news from television and radio, where you've got a huge block of people younger, under 40. That are getting their news from the Internet. The problem is you can't get those in the 18 to 30 crowd to turn out to vote.
Yeah,
that's true.
And so you've got two things working against you. William, let me ask you this. Do you think that the bulk of Ron Paul's support turned out to vote? or do you think there's a portion of his support that did not vote?
I would agree in various ways with what has been said. The turnout at the polls and the younger people here in this one, in my test, my poll watching location, was virtually non-existent. So for whatever we might have drawn from what you would call a 18 to 35 age group, I saw very, very little of that. Most of it were elderly couples and solidly, 40 to 55ers, some people coming in their work clothes and dungarees. We could go through all of that. But on what Jim had mentioned, now out here in the hinterlands, we have local newspapers. And what you will not see in local newspapers is any national news. What you see in the local newspapers are the farm reports and all of the sports pageants, you know, the kings and queens and the nominated and the graduated.
Right.
Every child in America face on Valentine's Day, those sorts of things. And then basically just canned news that's brought in. There's no investigative journalism to speak of whatsoever. And at the same time, as you drive around out here, you'll see satellite dishes on most houses, and then cable television is, you just, every time I go to the post office box, I've got another plug for cable TV. Now, think about it, if you have a limited income, if you're in the, let's say, under $40,000 a year range, and you're paying $70 a month for all of your TV connections, you're not going to, you know, you're going to want to make the most out of that television connection, so you probably have it running continuously. And if the newspaper doesn't cover any of the important national news, then you're going to get exactly the programming that you're dialed into. And so even though we had Ron Paul signs, over 600 of them placed into this nearby area around here, there were no other. I saw one Hillary sign. I don't know. They must have found it somewhere. No Mitt Romney to speak of at all. Zero McCain. No Giuliani. Nothing like that. So not only were we canvassing the neighborhoods, calling into the neighborhoods, and had tremendous signage, we just couldn't overcome the media stupefication program.
Yeah, you can't over-exaggerate the fact that in every, not everyone, but like 98% of the people's living rooms, and 100%, I guess, or 99.9% of the people's cars, they have what is really kind of a, looked at as a friend. And in many ways, the TV and the radio can be good company, even if you don't like the talk show host's views on everything, if he's kind of entertaining. So, you know, this is a, this TV and radio, I've hit some people that say, don't pay any attention to the TV and radio. Well, that's the, you know, that's the pink elephant in the living room. I mean, if we don't talk about this, and this is why I would be for, I would make, if I had control of the, now that Ron Paul's caught fire, if I had control of the budget, I'd say one-third or one-fourth of the ads are going to be pointing out that these TV networks are not to be trusted. They're actually working against America. They coordinate their news every day. And ours, what we need to do is ramp up the number of people who are depending on the Internet for news and alternative sources such as RBN and so forth. And we need to ramp down the people. We need to make the television news and the radio talk shows an object of ridicule as long as they keep up with this new world order line that, as Ron Paul himself has said, is intending to end American sovereignty as we know it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, they've been very successful.
Yeah.
In this whole bit with it, as far as globalism, extending the, you know, this global war on terror. I mean, we could even get into that on another night, or whether that actually exists or it's a total farce. I believe it's the latter.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they have done an effective job of basically propagandizing and conditioning the people of this country. They've been very effective at it, not just for a few years, but for decades. I mean,
they're a very intelligent group. And that should not be underestimated. We have intelligent people, too. But it's like in Russia in 1917, the communists, I hear your thing there, they plotted, and at one point they killed all the parents, all the leaders, and the common people were at the mercy of the communists. The neocons are trying to do that now in this country.
Yeah, indeed. Back with more, we'll talk with Carol in Pennsylvania, plus you, if you'd like to join us. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443 here on the Midnight Rider.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here on the Midnight Rider, if you would like to join us tonight. We're talking with William Roberts and Jim Condit, Jr. Let's go straight to the telephone and talk with Carol in Pennsylvania. Carol, thanks for waiting. You're on the show.
Yes. Hello. Good evening, gentlemen, or good morning, I should say.
Hello.
Can I say a bad word?
Please.
Well, first off, I have a few things I want to say, but the gentleman who sang at Arlen Specter wasn't doing too well at the time, and he came to my hometown for a meeting, and I called his aide out in the hall, and I said, you tell that old bastard we're going to make sure he doesn't get elected again. Anyway, with the Ron Paul thing, you know, our founding father said they didn't want political parties. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
They wanted to put a law to stand whether it was constitutional or not. And some gentleman wrote a letter, it was read on another radio station yesterday, saying, oh, the people would be upset if he ran on another party, blah, blah, blah. It was like being a traitor to them. No way. We need to do away with the Democratic and Republican Party. And if there's a way we could do it, it would be lovely to get rid of them all. But we are in serious trouble here. And by the way, Mike, my election day is April, not March or May. I don't know why I thought May, but I'm not going to the polls. I can't vote. And if I told you why, you would probably hate me. But I can't do it. I can't pull a lever for Ron Paul or anybody else. I've never pulled a lever for president because there was nobody worthwhile voting, but I can't even pull one for Mr. Paul now.
Now, why do you say that? I mean, we're not going to hate you, but why do you say you can't pull one for him?
Well, Ron Paul has not come forward and told exactly. He says we're going to do away with this and we're basically no government running the show. We would have chaos. Now that's the.
Now you mean on which front are you saying he's saying no government? What's
well, he Ron Paul is a. I don't know if you could call him a student, but he's in tight with the Von Mises Institute, which were Jewish.
Which were what?
Is Jewish.
Yeah, I myself am not in total sync up with the Von Mises but the point is that I get what I would say on a candidate is if he is. Right. If you agree with him and he's right on 95 or even 80% of things, then there's nothing. See, for me, there's nothing in Ron Paul's stances that is immoral that I can't. In other words, there's nothing stopping me from voting for him. If he was for the war in Iraq, and I think he's also right on about 98% of the things he talks on. But if he was for the war in Iraq, I would say I cannot. I'll stay home rather than vote for somebody who's for immoral, aggressive wars, unconstitutional wars. In my case, if he was for abortion, I couldn't vote for him. So I guess if you don't have, maybe you do, but if you don't have a thing that makes it morally impossible to vote for someone like Ron Paul, I would urge people to do so because you hardly ever have 100%, 100%. That you agree with a candidate, you know.
Have you ever heard of the saying, don't wish for something, you may get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Dr. Paul, and I love him dearly, he wants to go for the gold standard. Who owns all the gold?
Well, I agree. I mean, I don't know how William or Mike stands this. I agree with you on that. There's nothing wrong with using gold as a standard for a dollar, though, because you could use 12 eggs, you could use this. And gold has had a very stable history. But it is the production, in my opinion, that the production is what gives your money value. If you don't have anything to buy, then there's nothing of value. But so you hit on one of the things that I slightly disagree with Dr. Paul on. But that's just my opinion.
Now Bev Harris, I was on her page a little bit ago, and she told in New York State they told the people that came to the polls that Dr. Paul got out of the race, and his name wasn't even on the ballot in a lot of the precincts up there.
Yeah, you mean I heard this that in the counties in New York they left his name off the ballot.
Yeah, well, they told the people he wasn't on. He dropped out.
Yeah, unbelievable crookery. That happened in several counties in New York. It's being reported across the internet and on some news sources.
Yeah, in some places they gave them disappearing ink, and they said, "Oh, don't worry, it'll show up in the count."
Well, see, that tells you right there, though, that the whole diabolical New World Order power structure is deathly afraid of Ron Paul, and that he must be a good, sincere guy. So that's why I'm going to support him. But,
Well, I haven't made a total decision, but where he's from scares me, too. I thought that was good, but he's from around Carnegie, PA.
Yeah.
From the Mellons and, you know.
Yeah, but I
I mean, it scares me because I saw a clip on one of the YouTubes that, and now this might not make sense to you, me telling you, but I wished I could remember the YouTube. You could see it for yourself, but a cell phone rang, and Dr. Paul took the call. And it was like he got the call at that point to run for president, and it was like, who did call him and why? Why now?
Okay,
and this was a couple months ago.
Jerry Springer came to Cincinnati and became the mayor of my town, but don't hold that against me.
No, I like Jerry.
No, I don't. I'm saying, but don't hold Jerry Springer against me. Against and or just because Ron Paul came from Carnegie Mellon. I mean, that millions of people are from around there. You know, so.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just something in me just. I'm debating. I was going to take my yard signs out, but there are a lot of young people in my area, especially the college students, when you see them and you say what's going on in the country, and they give me a smile and says, no, Dr. Paul, that's who we're voting for.
Carol, thanks for the call. Going to take a break, back in just a minute with more here on the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hour tonight here with Jim Conda Jr. and William Roberts, and we're talking where we go from here. And as we, you know, the chances of a nomination for Ron Paul practically non-existent at this point, unless something really crazy was to happen. So where do we go from here? How do we start organizing, and how do we in 4 years make it possible for another candidate, either Dr. Paul himself or someone of his ilk, to come in and us either fare better or put somebody in the White House? William, let's start with you.
On February the 15th, the platform committee will send a draft platform to each county and congressional district chairman. When we get to these various caucuses and conventions, we're going to have standing rules and we're going to have platforms that are going to be in the process of amendment. And if we understand that this convention, the rules and the platform for this convention of 2008 were drafted in 2004. The rules and the platform that will be going from here until 2012, should the Republicans have anything to do with anything, and if not, and I'll come back to that in a minute, but the platform and the rules that are going to be going forward for the next 4 years are going to be promulgated now. And so our concept here, our discussion has been embedding ourselves in this Republican Party with our Republican presidential candidate and basically making as much hay as we possibly can while the sun is shining on us with such a great candidate regardless of other people's opinion. So there are opportunities here to alter some things. For instance, in the rules, there could be a standing rule that would prohibit the Republican Party from snubbing a candidate from the Republican Party who is in good standing and has as much right and reason to be part of the group as anyone. That rule is not in. I've read the standing rule. So there are things that could be achieved at this level, but also for everyone, you're only going to get this opportunity once every 4 years. And so we need to learn everything we possibly can. And I have no aversion whatsoever to working Democrats in Democrat areas and Republicans in Republican areas. I'm generally independent, but long-term Republican in the way I vote personally. So there are things that we can do. Now, when we started out, I was talking about 3,371 precincts in the state of Missouri with over 26,427 Ron Paul supporters in the state. That gives us a considerable force to do good, and we need to carry from this point forward. Now, there are things that we could do, and we really needn't dwell on delegates and the caucus process. We just need to attend and learn everything that we can. Go with as many people as you can possibly take, and if you can throw your county, you know, it very likely we could influence strongly our county, but we have 8 delegates to offer. Other places, maybe we'll have more. So do that. By all means, do that, and go to the Congressional District Convention. See the process. Be there. Be part of it. Go to the state convention. See it. Be it. If you can't get inside, stand outside with your Ron Paul Revolution signs and let them know that we don't appreciate this process. Do all those things. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we not only maintain the system that we've got, but we need to expand it. In the state of Missouri, we've got maybe 20, really, out of all of the meetup groups, maybe 20 that are active that have more than just a handful of members. We need to expand that. We need to get into all 3,371 counties. We need to look at the meetup system and say, is this what we really need? Does this provide the tools? One of the things that the meetup system does not have is any way for meetup organizers to get together with one another and communicate back and forth for rapid response. I set up that system with the help of one of our meetup people and can do bulk emails and overcome the 12 email limitation. I've mentioned it with the meetup group and our meetup.com, and they're interested in following it. They never thought of that. But there are things that we can do inside of that architecture. There's other things that we need to consider. Are we a political action committee? If that's the direction that we're going, what do we need to do to file? What is the paperwork on all that? Do we have to have a chairman and a vice chairman and a secretary and a treasurer and go boy, girl, like all the parties according to election laws? Those are the sorts of things that need to be looked into. We need kind of a round table and ideas towards how do we style ourselves. I know from the very beginning the Republican Party was taken over. It's the Radical Red Republican Party. They're communists, they're Marxist, and positivists, through and through, to the core. The Democrat Party is a communist, basically, organization, all the agrarian movements. The Republican Party was wealth-seeking industry, you know, investment in industry. The Democrat Party was wealth in land-seeking power. Either way you look at it, it's either the agrarian against the industrial. But who came up with the term industrial? Henry St. Simon, the father of French socialism. The Industrial Revolution was the way that they introduced the division of labor. That's how you make people go into their little boxes and separate and divide. You make a world of specialists instead of generalists. So there's many things that we can be doing, some things that we must be doing. One thing is that we don't want to give up on what we've already started until state convention, at least, and then go to national convention. There could be an opportunity for a tremendous outpouring at national where people from meetup groups all over the United States could fill St. Paul, absolutely fill St. Paul with the Ron Paul spirit. So we've got the Hope for America message. Everybody has faults and foibles. No one's perfect. I never looked at Ron Paul to be the super gladiator, or he, as I've said before, he doesn't walk on water. We chose him. He didn't choose us. He serves the purpose wonderfully. If he'll stay in the Republican Party and continues all the way to the end, we can make great hay with it. But we need to take over these two parties. If we go to a third-party system, we've just shot ourselves in the foot. You think he's ignored today. Wait until they can marginalize him off into a third party and say, see, we told you so.
Yeah.
Mike and William, let me tie up a loose end early in the program, then comment on
sure.
where we go from here. And I guess this is perhaps the where we go from here is perhaps the only place that William and I and the two shows have even a slight disagreement. But there's no problem with having a friendly disagreement, and I think that William makes a strong case there. The thing I wanted to tie up is just so everyone is clear on what William especially was talking about earlier. The precinct system is to take over your and to get involved, learn, and take over the constitutionalists and the good guys to take over your county government through your county party. And we must work through the Democrat and Republican Party because they control all the counties, as far as I know. If there's one they don't control, I don't know where it is. But all 3,371 is controlled by Democrats, Republicans, or a coalition of the two. Since they're hiding the ballots from us in 99% of the counties, we've got to take over those parties and restore honest voting. Yeah, there's no other choice. Then if there's a massive movement for a new third party, they can actually win and become effective. But as it is now, we must work through the Democrat and or Republican Party. Most of us would tend to be Republicans listening to the show, but those parties control everything. The other process we've been talking about tonight is the delegate process, how you become a delegate. So, for instance, in Ohio, there's 21 congressional districts, and there's two women and one man in the evens, and one woman and two men in the odds, or vice versa. And whoever wins, like in my district, the first congressional district of Ohio, whoever wins the popular vote here, or whoever the computers say won it, those three individuals will go as the delegates, and they are bound to the candidate on the first ballot. Then in some states you have a caucus where it goes from the local meeting to the county convention to the state convention, and the delegates are elected that way. So there's two different systems, the precinct system and the delegate system, and we're talking about we should all get involved in both of them, learn everything we can about it in our local area, and if we had the educated soldiers or baseball players, to use the sports analogy, we could go in and win the World Series this time. But we probably don't because people have been asleep at the switch. The average citizen has been asleep at the switch. So that's why we're doing these shows, to try to teach people where the action is and how you actually take over the country. Regarding the next 9 months, there is a big debate breaking out, I guess William is arguing the point that if Ron Paul stays in through the convention and we work to get several hundred thousand people into the precinct system, because I think there's about 300,000 precincts in the Republican Party, and learn the system, we're going to be in a position in the years ahead and in the year ahead to begin to be a real influence in this party. That is I agree with that 100%. The only question that I have is this. I believe that Ron Paul is going to get no publicity from here on in anyway. If you watch TV, it's ridiculous. They just don't mention him ever. They act like, you know,
right.
It's just very rare. And I don't believe there's going to be any more debates. I think they're going to say, oh, he only got 4%. We don't need any more debates. Some rumors are Huckabee's going to drop out this weekend. I just don't think there's going to be any more debates. So I don't think the Ron Paul is going to get publicity through one way from here to the convention, and that is to put advertisements on. The problem is that because these connivers pushed all the primaries up to the front of the year, heck, it's March 4th and everything is going to be over, then there's going to be no excuse for Ron Paul to be running ads or raising money to raise ads if he stays in the Republican Party. However, what I would advocate is, these aren't doctrines that we have to hate each other if we disagree, or that anyone has to agree because that's my opinion. But if I and Ron Paul is a gentleman from almost from a more gentlemanly world that he grew up in, and he may not even like this idea, but I believe he should run once the March 4th is over. I think all his supporters should keep trying to get all the delegates right up to the convention and get him, but I think he should, in my opinion at this moment, is he should get on the ballot if he can for a third party through Libertarian and Constitution Party, but tell people that they have to stay in their precincts in the Republican and Democratic Party and tell them why. Or there would be no sense in building a third party structure. But if he was running and telling people, everybody get into the Republican Party and take it over, then he would at least have a forum and a reason to go around and have people do that. So that might be a little bit of a mind bender for people. You're running a third party to get people into the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, especially the Republican Party. But I'm just afraid that there's going to be no visibility and no movement between now and November to speak of if he doesn't do that. But certainly in every case, we must, and the only option is to stay within the Republican and Democratic Party system because they're controlling all the counties and the voting system is hiding the ballots. One other comment. Ron did leave himself some wiggle room on the third party run. He said, I have no plans and all that. He's been asked several times, including on Meet the Press, Tim Russert, will you commit that you will not run third party under any circumstances? And Ron Paul said, well, Tim, I need a little wiggle room on one issue. And at another point, interviewed on MSNBC after the debate, they said, will you absolutely commit not to run third party? And he said, well, nothing's 100%. So I think this shows me two things. One is that the establishment is deathly afraid of him running third party and pulling the mask off of what they're doing. And secondly, that he is leaving a little room open. But if he doesn't attack the media censorship and doesn't attack the hidden ballots, I don't think there's any sense in him going third party, or even I don't even think he's going to be able to make a big impact staying in the Republican Party if he doesn't or his supporters don't start bringing up those two issues.
Well, and I think the other thing too, that whether he goes third party or not, you know, if you're going to stay in this race up to the convention, I think that they have to find a way to sell to the American people what he stands for. Right now, the bulk of the people who get their information from television don't know what Ron Paul stands for, and you can see it in every exit poll because they're choosing John McCain as the anti-war candidate.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's painfully obvious that the campaign has not done a good job of selling who Ron Paul is, and whether he decides to run third party or not, they better find a way around that. They better find a way around it quick.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're absolutely correct. The commercials they ran were as if they had $1 billion and they had 10 months. That talk about Ron Paul on health care. Almost every commercial should have delineated that he was the only candidate that would pull us, was against the Iraq war, would pull us out immediately, bring our troops home to defend the border, and all the rest of the candidates want to keep us over there in an endless unconstitutional war. That should have been at least, if not 100%, 50, 75% of the commercials, and they just didn't do that. So, that was tremendously either dumb or sabotaging, but you know that's another subject as to why they ran such a poor media campaign.
If we look at the voting, I think we can start to understand that what we're really doing here, we're talking about as if we could win a Republican race. Hillary Clinton pulled 394,991 votes. Barack Obama brought 405,470 votes. John McCain brought 194. Huckabee brought 185. And so we're not even talking ballpark here. It's going to be if this primary is any indicator of what the general is going to be, this is a landslide Democrat victory. And so it goes back to building this groundwork, building this foundation. The Republican Party is a place where over the next 4, 8, 16 years we could build a party that's recognized in the nation. But we're going to have to go inside and rebuild it, embed ourselves in that party, and rebuild it, refashion it. You know, we have a constitutional authority to throw off a government that we don't like and replace it with one that we do. So I think that we've got the opportunity here in the high sign to take one of the two major parties, in this case the Republican, and rebuild it from the ground up.
Well, I agree with that. Let me ask you, William. Here's my opinion, then you respond if you would. I think if Ron Paul was put on the ballot by the Constitution, Libertarian, whatever parties, and after these, maybe at some point we even see the Republican convention is locked up, and he appealed for money on the basis that I will bring the troops home right now and stop this unconstitutional war, I will win the IRS, and I want every American to get involved in the precinct system because that's where the power is in this country. If he put out a message like that, I think he could raise, $50 to $100 million, and I think he could really have massive demonstrations all over the country against the two pro-war candidates, namely Hillary and McCain, because even Hillary has said would be there till 2012. And if he said, look, I'm running to give American people the voice here. I want you all to get involved in the Republican Party, but we're not bound, the cause of the country is more important than a party. I believe he could electrify the nation and have this and wake up tens of millions of people in this, and of course the vote fraud too.
Yeah, hold right there, Jim. Hold on. We're going to grab a break. We'll come back and let William answer. Back in.
On the road. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. It really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Final few minutes here on the program tonight here on the Midnight Rider. William, go ahead and let you respond to Jim's comments.
Okay. Establishing yourself or declaring yourself as a candidate for a third party gives you an opportunity to get onto the soapbox. And when you have a highly divided electorate on issues, It provides the minority an opportunity, and especially a vociferous minority like we have within the meetup group and truth movement and the 9/11 movement. We have a vociferous minority. And so if that is your goal and you want to get your message out, a third party is a good way to go. But what we have right now is the left hand and the right hand of the beast system, but it's all under the same head, whether that be the International Democratic Union or whomever. The Republican Party and the Democrat Party are providing the thesis and the antithesis that moves us into the synthesis, which will be the North American community, free trade area of America's Western Hemisphere, and the one world system. And so, I mean, there's a lot of good that can be said to be able to exercise your freedom of speech and get all your angst out on the table, but I don't see that as being something productive in the 11th hour. I think what we really need to do is concentrate on positioning ourselves, just like you would with gold or silver coin, just like you would with emergency preparedness food. We need to position ourselves with a nationwide system. If you want a ready react team that can be accessed by a bulk email at a heartbeat and hit every meetup organizer in an entire state and mobilize those people into action to take response to a political situation or other situations that might arise. So I would just stick with the accept the two-party system as a deficiency that it is, go for the weaker party right now, which is going to be the Republican Party, and do the absolute must, you know, the most that we can in the time and with the resources that we have. And if he can raise that kind of money on a third party, only time will tell. He won't get very much support from me there.
For the upcoming election, William, this one coming in November, would you be then so that we can? Are you for just letting McCain and Hillary bore us to death? I know you would be as bored as I would be, but I mean, are you for just letting them dominate the discussion, or would you like to see someone like Chuck Baldwin or Howard Phillips or someone, or Perutka, run in third party to at least get our message out during this during the last 8 months, assuming Ron Paul stays in the Republican Party?
I would have Ron Paul stay in the Republican Party, and I would bring out the most scrappy demagogue that we can find, and then I would use the meetup groups to use door hangers and other things to reinforce the messages and keep the drive going all the way to the general, pull as much support away from Hillary and Barack as we possibly can, demean the Republican candidate, build up that third-party voice, let Ron Paul's message continue through, and he'll go back to Congress in the fall, and we'll just have to batten down the hatches and survive this period.
Well, I think that's a very reasonable position, although I guess we're going to end on a note of disagreement there, because if I had my choice, I think Ron Paul could just electrify the nation, provided he made one of his issues that we're going to all go into the precinct system in the Republican Party, which would be a mind-bender, maybe even for him, but that would be my leaning. But I think, you know, certainly you've presented a good case for your position.
And see, and that's what debate is all about, and good civil debate, and no voices were raised, and both sides of the argument have good points to it. Me, as far as I'm concerned with Ron Paul, as long as he's willing to go out and talk, and people are willing to come and listen, I'm willing to continue to support him. And send in my money, because the more people he talks to, the more people we bring into this. And whether that's up to the convention or all the way up to November is fine with me. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for being on the program again.
Well, thank you, Mike, and thank William. Thanks again for your comments.
And thank you, and thank you. And I hope everyone will take this information to heart and stay busy.
Indeed, folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. It's why we're fighting. Save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you back here tomorrow night with the Young Guns Roundtable.